encouraged and paid bonuses. Encouraged, let's put it that way. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was encouraged to lose games for bonuses. So the NFL did an extensive little research on this, and they could not come up with anything that could substantiate those allegations. Now, okay, so now they want to talk with him. He initially said that he would talk with the NFL, and now he's backed off from that. Now, he's got a foundation where the head of this foundation, which is run by someone else besides Hugh Jackson, they also were saying that he was incentivized to lose games. But there's no evidence of that. Well, now in a separate lawsuit, a 58-page lawsuit by former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores filed against the NFL, he also alleged that the Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, attempted to pay him more money to purposely lose games in 2019 and offering him $100,000 for every loss of that year. And they had a bunch of losses that year. It would have given them the first overall pick in the draft, and they probably would have taken Joe Burrow. And we know how well that's worked for the Bengals.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a lawsuit with other NFL coaches. Steve Wilkes, Ray Horton, and Brian Flores are now suing, saying that there's racial discrimination. So it's kind of a two-part lawsuit there. So, I mean, the NFL is busy litigating all these stories, but at least the best we can find out that in the Hugh Jackson case, there was no manipulation trying to get him to lose games. He just apparently was a really, really bad coach, and maybe he was trying to save face in his ego a little bit in these interviews that he's done since he was fired back in 2018.
Do you notice, though, that the National Football League is having to become more litigious? You got the John Gruden's lawsuit against the National Football League and Roger Goodell. I mean, there's some really weird, odd stuff going on, and it's right below the surface.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, these guys are hands-on. I mean, they're head football coaches. They know everything about the operations. But certainly when you look at what happened with Gruden, I think a lot of fair-minded people would say, well, maybe it was distasteful that he was, saying mean things about somebody, but it was in a private email.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with the Washington Redskins, who were the ones who were under scrutiny, not Gruden in the first place. And since, we haven't seen anything happen to the Washington. I said it again, didn't I? I said Redskins. Sorry
about
that.
There you go.
Well, it's the Commanders now. Football team, Redskins, Commanders. they still, their hierarchy is still there, and nobody has lost a job, to my knowledge, with that Washington football team. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah. More on this story as it becomes available. But at least Hugh Jackson apparently not vindicated yet. We'll see if this thing ever finds the light of day and goes to court and all of that stuff. But the National Football League doing its own investigation. So, again, it's their own investigation. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can affect your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Here's the number, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Stay where you are. Coming up, Sarah Parshall Perry from the Heritage Foundation weighs in on what has been going down in our nation's capital with the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll talk about that and abortion and pro-life and pro-choice. We'll talk about all of that and more coming up in our next half hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, as we check out our conditions on the area freeways right now, you're really, really slow as you try to squeeze through those lane restrictions on Interstate 515, especially westbound. There's only two lanes available through there, and it seems like more traffic is heading that direction than eastbound, because you also have only two lanes available at 515 eastbound at Main Street as well. And do expect some backups on that transition, those merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to those lane restrictions on Interstate 515. You're backed up there. And look for reduced lanes tonight. That's 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball adding to their roster for the upcoming season as they have added a local product in Isaiah Cottrell. He transfers in from West Virginia. He is from Las Vegas, played his high school ball at Bishop Gorman coming out of high school. He was a consensus four-star recruit. He played 2 years at West Virginia. This past year, he averaged 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, after an off day yesterday, they are back at this evening. They are opening up a series on the road against the Sacramento Rivercats. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming down the home stretch, we are sprinting to the finish line. And don't forget, coming up 3:05, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about the Supreme Court and the possibility of overturning Roe v. Wade. Wow, would that be marvelous? We wanted to get the legal perspective on all of this, so we... hooked up with Sarah Parshall Perry earlier today, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And I asked her, what is your reaction to SCOTUS maybe overturning Roe v. Wade? Here's what she said.
Well, let me tell you that I think it is a naked political power play by whoever the source of the leak was. I think it's an attempt to compromise the judicial integrity of the Supreme Court and to breach a confidentiality that the Supreme Court holds very dear. We've never seen the release of a full draft opinion that indicates exactly how the court is going to rule before. So this is really the first of its kind. And I think it is an attempt to help the leftist base gin up some support before midterm elections because they need talking points on how they're going to continue to promote abortion culture.
The high court has authenticated the leak. It is a draft report. Can you take us through the process that the court uses, how the justices use negotiation, draft reports, things like that, to try and sway other justices? Can you give us just a thumbnail sketch of how that works?
Sure, absolutely. So these draft opinions are very much in keeping with the sort of write, rewrite, reconsider phase. This actually dates back to February 10th, and here we are in May. There are probably two or three drafts that have been issued since then. Justices can and sometimes do change their votes based on discussions in conference or opinions that they read from other justices. And the Politico article that broke the story seems to indicate that while the conservative block of five is set on their particular votes, Chief Justice Roberts has not yet signed on to what could be a majority opinion. So that means that someone on the outside or someone within is hoping that the release of this opinion early might pressure the justice one way or the other. And yet I have to tell you, I think what it's done is fully entrenched the justice to make sure that he is not responding to political pressure, but making the most accurate, sound and originalist decision that he can possibly make. So these are things that can transpire. Votes can change. We know that it happens, but at this stage, it's hard to say exactly where the Chief Justice will come down because the negotiations will continue until they've all signed on to the opinions that they're going to author.
But 5-4 is still a victory for those that want to overturn Roe v. Wade.
It most certainly is. And in fact, that has been, I think, for some time, what many in the legal atmosphere, the legal space, have anticipated was coming. Many of us, based on oral arguments, the original jurisprudence of each of the justices, statements that they've made, all indicated that it could be headed this way. So the opinion itself is not so much of a surprise to us as it is that it was leaked in the first place. And that's truly where the marshal of the Supreme Court will get involved. According to Chief Justice Roberts, he has ordered the marshal to launch an investigation. And that is ultimately what we have to watch next to see how this particular circumstance transcribes and sort of comes together inside the walls of the Supreme Court.
Again, Sarah Parshall Perry joining us. You've probably read her stuff in the Washington Times, in Human Events, The Federalist, and a lot of other publications. And she joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Let me just ask you, right now, even as we speak, there are protesters at the front door of the Supreme Court on the steps there. And I'm curious, will the court be moved? Are there members that might be moved by the mob?
I will say if they are moved by the mob, they will prove exactly what Justice Sonia Sotomayor said during oral arguments, which is subjecting themselves to political stench. The goal of the judiciary is to interpret and apply the law as written, not to make new law, and they are supposed to be the only non-political branch of the federal government. By responding to political pressure, this conservative bloc of justices would actually prove that the mob can have an effect and that the Supreme Court as an institution is subject to political pressure. My gut tells me that they care too much about the court itself as an institution to be subject to anything that is happening outside their doors.
There are comments from Democrats who are urging the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives to essentially pack the court, something that's been talked about but never been able to be accomplished because of the filibuster rule. My question is, do you think now we are going to move closer to packing the court?
Well, I think there will be renewed calls to pack the court, certainly. But until and unless the Dems are able to abolish the filibuster, and I don't think that's going to happen. We know they don't have the votes. That is going to be absolutely an impossibility. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually herself said that 9 is the right number. There have been no deviations from 9 as a number on the Supreme Court, except during a very brief period in 1841. So we're unlikely to see a court packing scheme succeed, but I can guarantee you we're going to hear more of those calls before midterm elections in November.
I'm just curious, lost in all of this is the original case that was heard and the oral arguments conducted that prompted this draft. Can you talk a little bit about the original case and what it's about and what the court would do if they overturn it?
So the original case is Dobbs versus Jackson Hole Women's Health, and it is a constitutional challenge to Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act, which bans abortions after 15 weeks. That timeline is very significant because in Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court said that prohibitions on abortion were only appropriate after viability. In other words, when a fetus can survive outside the womb. Well, this takes issue with the viability rule and challenges it head on. The question presented was whether all pre-viability restrictions on abortions were unconstitutional. So the Supreme Court had to go back through 50 years of jurisprudence and figure out if the Roe versus Wade decision was ever even appropriately decided. And what this draft opinion seems to indicate is that there is nothing in the Constitution's text, structure, or history that supports a right to abortion, and that this is an issue best left to the state.
There you have it, Sarah Parshall Perry from the Heritage Foundation, smart lady and a senior legal fellow there. I hope that answered some of your questions, because I had a whole bunch of questions coming into today, and she helped me a great deal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If he hadn't been bullied as a kid, Joey Gilbert would never have joined the boxing team on a dare in college. If he'd listened to the naysayers, he never would have learned the discipline and willpower necessary to become a 3-time national champion and 4-time All-American. And if he'd rested on his successes as a lawyer and businessman, he never would have heard the call to give back and run for governor. Nevada needs champions. Our schools, businesses, and families need people to stand up and fight for what's right. That's why my dad's running for governor. He'll fight for you the same way he fights for me.
Paid for by Nevada Homestead PAC.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised you I'd let you hear from both sides relative to the possibility of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Joan Biskupic is the CNN legal analyst, so you know where she comes from. I want you to listen to the, I think desperation is probably the best word, on the Politico report on SCOTUS overturning Roe v. Wade. This is from last night with Anderson Cooper, Joan Biskupic from CNN.
Joan, you've covered the court for 25 years. You have written multiple books on the court, including Chief Justice Roberts. What is your initial reaction to this?
My initial reaction is that it's stunning on so many levels. First of all, just for what's happening in America, we're talking about 50 years of precedent that it appears now will definitely be thrown out the window. The Chief Justice of the United States was already concerned about the integrity of the court and public opinion of the court in this moment, as abortion rights are being dissolved nationwide, appear to be being dissolved nationwide. And frankly, a lot of what's in this opinion does jibe with what I'd been hearing myself in my reporting, although I want to make clear that we have not authenticated this document ourselves, but we know that a lot of it rings true with what we've been told already. But to have it come out this way, to have this first draft, and it's typically it's one of many drafts that will be amended through the next couple weeks, but it looks like it's about to sail through at least five justices, probably just five justices, ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Chief Justice, who likely was not part of that vote, because what we believe is that the chief was ready to uphold the Mississippi law that was a ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, that he had the majority for that part of it, a six-justice majority, but he is not with what appears to be Samuel Alito writing for a five-justice majority that would be Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and the three new appointees of President Donald Trump. Again, this is what Politico was reporting as part of this draft. But as I say, this all rings very true and very troubling. And for the Chief Justice to see this case at this moment unfold publicly like this, I think that I'm sure he will try to get to the bottom of how this all happened. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how this was leaked, whether it was leaked. It was really in the interest of no one of the nine justices to have it come out like this. The conservatives apparently have won. They didn't need to have it come out like this. It would come out at the end of June. That's when the law would be changed, when abortion rights, you know, from 1973 would be rolled back. It would not be in the interest of the three liberals who I'm sure are dissenting vigorously. We don't know yet whether the first drafts from the centers had been circulated, because all we have is apparently this one first draft for the majority. So there's so many unanswered questions about how Justice Alito's colleagues would be reacting to this. But, you know, Anderson, this was the biggest case of this term, the biggest case of the decade in some ways. And to have it burst forth on the American public like this is, to use a word that John Roberts used in his own confirmation hearing, a jolt. And 10 times the jolt.
Yeah. Joan Biskupic, the CNN legal analyst, talking about Roe v. Wade possibly being overturned. We may have to wait a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, until the first week of June, when we will get a lot of the decisions released by the U.S. Supreme Court. Stay where you are. More to do. You're never going to believe how freaked out the left has become, and we're going to give the last word to a bunch of demos, the crazed media that are just going nuts over Trump. I mean, it's not even funny. We'll let you hear just a quick montage how the left-wing media is still freaking out over Trump. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs.